collision that occurred during a police pursuit. Is that what we're hearing? Is that what we understand?
So what we know right now is that this morning officers were in the area of Hartford and 25th when they observed a vehicle that they believed was engaged in criminal activity. They went to pull that vehicle over. The vehicle did not stop for them. The result of that ended in a collision at Northern Parkway and York Road, where that vehicle struck another vehicle, resulting in the unfortunate death of three people, and one person is in critical condition at an area hospital.
Who was in which car?
We had the suspect vehicle, the two occupants of that vehicle were killed, and the vehicle that was traveling down Northern Parkway, the driver of that vehicle is listed in critical condition, and a passenger in that vehicle was killed.
The suspect vehicle was pursued for what reason? Was there a traffic violation, or was there some other call for police to pursue it?
What we know right now is that initially officers observed what they believed to be criminal activity. All of the actions that transpired from that observation, from the initial attempt to stop the vehicle, are currently being investigated by our detectives. It's going to be looked at, and we need to allow that time to happen so that we can find those answers.
Did the car that was being pursued, was it a T-bone, or what? How did the collision occur?
Our accident investigators are on scene. They're piecing together the evidence right now to find out exactly what happened during that collision.
All right. And was there anything said about the speeds that were reached? I'm also wondering how far away the accident was from the initiation of the pursuit.
I'm sorry, so give me that one more time.
I'm wondering how far away or how far the pursuit happened, where it started, where it ended, what kind of distance, and anything about the speeds that may have been attained during it.
Yeah, so we know that the initial contact was at Hartford and 25th. What we don't know is the actions of the suspect vehicle, our officers, all of that's being looked at. Going to be part of the ongoing investigation, and as we're able to, we'll provide more updates. But right now, we just have some very preliminary information as our investigators are on the scene, still going through the evidence that we have.
Yeah, and officers were not hurt? The officers involved were not injured?
None of the officers were injured.
All right. And any ETA on when the roads may be opened up again?
Right now, we're looking at about 10 o'clock this morning before we can open the roads. Again, that's a preliminary estimate. Investigators need to take the time to piece through. It was a tragic loss of life, and we want to make sure that we do as thorough of an investigation as we can.